Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
All right, Justin Brayton, Geneva. I wasn't aware of this, but you have now won seven straight main events here in Geneva, going back 3 or 4 years. You're awesome here.
Yeah, it's been awesome over the years. I honestly didn't even realize that coming in, and then they had a press conference earlier that it was basically about me winning 3 in a row in Europe, which has never been done at any European Supercross round. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's something neat to do, it was a fun night. The track was really, really tough, actually. So I've had an awesome time at these 3 European races, and it's nice to come over and race, and you can only do so much at the practice track, so I feel like I learned a lot, and go back home, get ready for Anaheim.
I don't want to say it was easy for you, but from the very first practice yesterday, your whoop speed was great, you're the fastest guy, and Marvin got you by a couple of tenths in tonight's main, and it wasn't easy, but yet it kind of was. You didn't really have any challenge.
Yeah, it was good. Honestly, it went kind of as I would hope.
Yeah.
Marvin was really fast. We never got to race. Last night in the main event, we kind of did. He was right behind me at the beginning, and I made a pass on a guy and kind of pulled away. And then tonight he was kind of buried. But I got good starts and kind of just rode my own race out front. And tonight was really difficult with lappers, and seemed like I was into lappers like right away. So and just kind of cruised put in a solid, I think we did 15 or 16 laps, so it was good.
You had to know coming up on guys in the whoops that, I mean, you were ridiculous even compared to Subaraz and Paul Inn. Good riders, good guys that were top five, but you were just a lot better. Super confident going in there into the whoops, I guess, every lap?
Yeah, like I've heard that from people, and you've kind of been saying it all weekend, but I didn't feel like, I mean, I felt good.
You were blowing by dudes.
I know, but you get this feeling like you have through the whoops, and they were just really tough. And there was a couple times I went through that was like, yeah, that was good. And there was other times that I was like a little bummed on myself because the entrance speed or the turn before the whoops was pretty difficult, and I didn't come into them as fast as I would like. But it was good. I think that was a separator on this track. There was really nothing else you could do different, so had to have some good whoop speed.
The rhythm section, we argued about it all weekend. I thought that Muscan's way 3-3-3 was better. You were going off, on, off, 3-3-2. And we timed it repeatedly. I apologize. Your way was as quick or better.
Yeah, you were kind of doubting me the first night. And you know what's weird is we walked the track, and I'm like, if I could get over that big, if I could go on the table, off, and triple over the big one, that's for sure the fastest way. But I kept telling Patrick, my mechanic, like, man, I don't know if I can make that. And then in the heat race last night, I just went for it and I made it. And you were doubting me, but there was something about it that the 3-3-3, I'd done it, it just didn't feel that fast, but it was really close. But I felt like the on-off three was way more consistent. No one else was doing it, so there was no ruts. And that's kind of what I thought leading into the main event, was just take a line that really no one else was doing.
Genoa, 2-1. Bercy 3-3-3 tonight, 1-1. Great trio of European Supercross races. You're turning into a regular Larry Ward.
Yeah, I heard Big Bird was a European specialist.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, Bercy was a little bit of a bummer, but those guys just kind of had me covered, and I feel like we've learned a lot even in the 2 weeks that I was back home in North Carolina working with the guys, and this honestly just, I learned so much even though I'm in, you know, I'm 28 and this will be my fourth year in the 450 class, I just constantly learn and learn to be a better racer. You know, I feel like back home I'm just riding by myself or at the test track that, you know, you just do laps and you feel awesome and everything's great. Then you come and race, you show up at Anaheim, you're like, oh man, I went the wrong way on this setting or that setting, or I didn't do this or didn't work on that. So I just feel like racing is great. Now I have a whole month to really work on what I've learned. So I'm excited to get back home but it's been fun. I love doing these European races.
What's something you got to work on your bike? What's something you want to attack after racing here for 3 weeks and you know, being back home? Is there one area that you want to improve on?
You know, it's not a lot, to be honest. Each track I've raced over here has been a little bit different. So, you know, we'll sit down on Monday and just I'll give them some feedback. And it was live on the internet, so I know the guys have a few guys had been watching it. And you know, I think there's always stuff you can work on. But one thing specific, it's hard to really pinpoint something that it needs to do a lot better. I feel like if I went to Anaheim tomorrow, I feel like I would have a great package. But it's like anything, you could always do better or try different things and you might hit on something. So we'll go back and see if we can get something.
You left JGR, you signed with Factory Honda for a year. You really wanted to try Honda. It's been a dream. It's a dream of every racer, let's face it, probably. And you knew they were looking at Barcia. You had to ride your nuts off to stay there. And some might say you did, and you still didn't stay there. You could have. You moved on. But what? Talk about going to Honda and leaving Honda.
Yeah, from when I was a little kid growing up, I mean, I wanted to race for Factory Honda, and that was the deal. And I never even thought it was realistic. Never even thought racing Supercross was realistic, let alone.
When you were with Hagseth and Antonis, did you think you'd be on Factory Honda one day?
No, not even close. Budman and Hagseth were definitely some key ingredients to helping me, though. I mean, Budman, you know, he was the one who talked to Kehoe and got me a fill-in ride for some Supercross races. But going back to Honda, I mean, it was awesome. Working with a guy like Eric Kehoe, honestly, was so great. That guy is unbelievable. But I missed, honestly, the family atmosphere of Gibbs. I really enjoyed North Carolina. Even when I was with Honda, I had a townhome there and stayed there East Coast Supercross and during the outdoors. And even through Supercross, I felt like I did really good for him. I had, I think, 7 podiums, and I never won a race, but I was really close and felt like it was a building block. It was the best Supercross season I've had. It was just taking a long time to get a deal done. And Coy approached me at, I believe, Colorado. And I'd never
mumbled something.
Yeah, mumbled something. Yeah, yeah. But and then I didn't even think that would be an option. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, you know what? That would be cool. That'd be a really cool story. Like I said, I enjoy North Carolina. All the guys there, I was still friends with. I would mountain bike with them all the time. I'd go to the shop and hang out. And I just thought it was awesome. And all the pieces of the puzzle came together. I think they went through a really tough year last year. And I think they learned a lot as a team, and the bikes came a long ways, and I feel like I can win on this bike and with this team, I just feel I can envision it in my head, like getting a win for them. It would mean so much to me, and I believe it would mean so much to them as a team. So, and there's nothing better than that, so hopefully I can do that for them this year.
It's interesting, I'm not to bag on the Honda, it was a good team and a great bike and all that, but maybe it wasn't the missing ingredient that maybe you dreamt it was. But again, great bike, great team, but you know.
Yeah, it was. It was an awesome bike, great team. All the guys there are awesome to work with.
But you know what I mean, right? Like,
yeah, I totally know what you mean, and I've said it before. It almost proved to me that there's no magical bike out there that's just going to take you to championships. Yeah. And that's what it kind of proved. You know, until you get to that, at the time, I felt like that was the top. If you get there, you're probably going to win a championship on that bike, and it wasn't like that, and it didn't happen that way, and so it really made me realize a lot. And all the bikes are so good these days, and I just believe it takes, you know, being happy. I think that's where it starts. Not that I wasn't happy at Honda, just you know, I really like the Gibbs guys, and I think it'd be an awesome story. So hopefully we can get some wins this year.
And you think the bike has gotten better? You know, they hired, they kept Davey Millsaps on, they hired James Stewart. it didn't work out with Stewart, but in your opinion, this is a better motorcycle today in going into 2013 than when you got off of it?
Yeah, for sure. Just the whole ergonomics of the bike. Yeah. When you sit on, obviously they got skinnier tanks, skinnier radiators, and that made a huge difference. You can slide forward. They added, you know, some different stuff to the seat to make it longer, which in turn you can slide way forward on the bike and move around more, and it's great. I really like it, and it wasn't bad before. I mean, I never once complained about it before.
You really didn't.
No, and I podiumed.
You seemed to like it.
Yeah, I podiumed indoors and out on it, and so a lot of people were skeptical of me making this move, but I wouldn't have done it if I didn't believe I could come here and keep my career going in the right track and winning races.
I like to think, like, as bad as the Stewart thing was for everybody involved, it actually, the good of it, if you're going to look at a positive side, he helped make the bike, he and the team helped make the bike better.
Yeah, and I think it's only been a positive for everybody. Obviously, I wouldn't have wanted to go through what Coy and them went through last year, but, you know, maybe it was a blessing in disguise that, you know, that they can appreciate. Maybe not going and winning every single race, but going and getting some good results is really tough in this sport. And those guys are a team that really deserve it. And like I said, I really hope I can go out and do it. I'm going to work my tail off like I always have, and hopefully it becomes a reality.
Well, hey, thanks for letting me hang out all weekend. Thanks for the two pizzas you bought me. And thanks for just letting me harass you basically all weekend. Didn't have a lot of Americans here, so you were sort of the one guy I latched onto. I thought Brown was going to beat me up. So thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like we've kind of, you know, bonded over the past few weeks. I said that to you coming into the weekend. You're like, oh, I'm not sure, dude. Wait till the weekend. So do you feel the same or not really?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm going to shit talk you maybe at some point if something goes south, and then we're going to be back to square one.
Yeah, that's fine. You can talk crap to me.
I use shit talk because that's what everybody thinks. But
yeah, you just say it the way it is, and some people don't like to hear it. Some people do, so. It's all good.
All right, thanks, man. Well, hey, thanks.